Blog Talk Radio.
You may think that it's over, that your life is done.
The man,
oh my,
is dead to come.
Don't sweat the challenge, your battle's already won. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Listen, y'all. See, God writes the end before the story begins. Oh, he told me to tell you the best
is yet to come.
As the author of your faith, he wrote a provision for you to win. You're a winner, you're a winner, you're a winner. Yeah.
To come. You ain't seen your best days yet.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
I don't care what people told you, you ain't seen no
you best. You ain't seen your best days.
Oh, what a. My brother, my brother, my brother. What you know, from negative words, get away from negative people. Can God speak to you? Is on the way. I see you eagle, I see you flying high. Ooh, you ain't seen nothing, you ain't seen nothing, you ain't seen nothing. I know you may think that you have, but God told me to tell you, you gotta keep on fighting, keep on praying. You ain't seen nothing.
I want to stop it right there. I am Dr. the host of Talking Real to You. And we got our exciting show for tonight on Marvelous Monday. And I'm so glad that, you know, I played that song because we all hadn't seen the best days yet. And the thing about when God speaks the truth to you, just believe it, because he promised that whatever he say, he will do. And that's why it's so good to be here and be just able to sit in front of the cameras, in front of the mics, because God has just blessed me with a vision to bring this vessel that we have here in the form of the Smith Way Enterprise, which is a Smith Way production company. It's a division of the enterprise, to bring you Talking Real to You. And that's why I say I'm excited. If you see me on Facebook, I got a smile on my face. If you hit me on Blog Talk Radio, you know I have a smile in my heart. If you see me on Twitter, you know I'm here and happy to be here. Because 3 years ago, September of 2017, when we officially kicked the thing off, we started on the 27th with the thought of 2017. Want to get this thing. Be out there, get the word. Let the voice get out. And as we continue to grow in the last 3 years, God has blessed us to have some outstanding individuals that's been on as guests, special guests, experts, however you want to call us. So tonight we have a very special person as well tonight. But before I get into introducing her, I want to make sure I can give you a way you could be a part of the show as well. Being a part of the show, which is, if everybody's not aware what the reason we are doing this on Talk of Real to You, is the only father and daughter blog Talk Radio so in the country. So we're so glad to have that opportunity, and we're the real blog Talk Radio show focused on just plain old life issues. You can call in and be a part of it. That's 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure you get on that chat line, and you can ask your questions, share your thoughts, share your expertise. But just when you press the 1, I'm going to identify it with the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number and say, join us, because you're now live. If you want to check us out by internet, you can go to our web link, which is www.blogtalkradio.com/The Smith Way Production. And on Twitter, you got a great opportunity to join us as well. And that's Coach Dr. Lorenza D. Smith 15. So we're ready to make this thing happen. We have several people that make up our host of co-hosts. See, we got quite a few people that volunteer to take time to be a part of this. So we want to make sure we give them a shout out before we really get started with introducing our guests. We have from the state of Georgia, we call her Dr. O. That's Dr. Olivia E. Smith. She's joining us from the state of Georgia when she calls in remotely. See, this thing about it done remotely, and we are all over the country. We're heard in 18 countries. So we're glad. God is just blessing us. And if you look at Facebook, you can see people are just checking us out from all over the country. As I look at the names that's up on our board, we can see, and we can also share their location because I pretty much know they're regular listeners. And also you have the young lady, she's a millennial, that makes up that dual team of father and daughter. That's none other than my daughter. That's Ms. Lauren D. Smith. Also, we have Mr. Cameron Gilmer. He's from the central part of Alabama. He's a millennial, as well as Lauren. They're both millennials. Then we have out of the state of Florida, so glad to have that individual out of the state of Florida. Just bring joy to my heart when she's joining us, and that's Miss Lisa F. Levine. Then we also have out of the state of South Carolina, so you can ask nothing better than that, to have a young lady out of the state of South Carolina, and she's Ben Greenville, one of my sisters in the Blue and White family of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity and Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, none other Miss Scarlett H. Black. Now, it's time to make this thing do what it do. And that's one of the famous things that go along. But one of the hashtags that we're so proud to have, because we was attacking the situation there with COVID-19, is One Life Matter. So we're asking you to make sure you be around so you can give your family member hugs and your friend kisses, because your life matters. So take care of yourself using all safety measures that's before you. All right, without further ado, we want to introduce our guest. So glad to have this young lady with us. I would say a friend of the show. Made sure we networked and connected. That's, I have to give her a shout out. That's Denise Stephanie out of Berkeley, California, in Behind the Mask Ministry. She's always listening, checking us out. I appreciate and calling in as well. And hopefully one day have her on the show as well. But this young lady, she said, I have a friend that would be awesome for your show. Can tell her story and tell what she's doing to make a difference, not only just in her life, with her family, her friends, but other individuals that she can change by knowing what she went through and knowing what she has experienced. And God gives us wisdom, and he blesses us to share what we have. It's not to hold on to. So she willing to give it to us, and I'm so glad to have her. None other than Miss Tina Robinson. She's the founder and the president of Only My Own Truth. How you doing, Tina?
I am so honored to be on this call right now. I'm smiling so hard my cheeks are hurting, but I'm giving all the glory to God for this opportunity. I want to thank Sister Minister Denise Stephanie from Behind the Mask Ministry Pastor Eddie Pratt, my church, New Beginnings, my family, and just you, your incredible platform, the Smith Productions. I thank you for believing in what you heard about me to take interest in hearing my story, which is my life assignment. So may I go
okay,
on?
That's awesome. Yes, go ahead on, Tina, and we want
okay.
to take this moment. Before you get started, Tina, I just want to share something, and as Tina offered some words, spiritual words and a prayer of encouragement for all of you, but also for herself to kind of get her ready where she can go and come at your heart. Now, she's going to come at your
yeah.
right. But I want to say this. I have a real good friend of mine that transitioned on last Wednesday. He's also a member of my fraternity. He was a treasurer of the chapter I was the president of here in Hainesville in Montgomery, Alabama. His homegoing will be on Thursday. It's a graveside service, but we also have visitation here in Montgomery, Alabama. The visitation is Ralston Clay Funeral Home, and the graveside service will be at 11 o'clock at Alabama Heritage Cemetery and crematory and all of that that's located out on off the interstate I-85 traveling toward Atlanta. Truly with Miss Brother Ray Perry and truly a friend. He was truly not only a friend, he was my brother keeper. And I was so glad to know and meet him, but he has transitioned and we're going to see each other again. There's no doubt
yeah.
about it because no, God does not spare us to leave us around so we can suffer, but he makes it possible so for us to move forward and
yeah.
move to that place that we all want to be, you know, walking where the streets to go. And I'm gonna calm down right there because I might just get into a moment and start sharing some words with you. So I'm gonna stop right there because I'm allowing Tina to really have an opportunity to share with you, but she will offer us a prayer and word of encouragement as well as some spiritual words to guide us tonight. Now, it's your
okay.
Tina's all you, Tina. Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Giving honor to God. Honestly, I've been just being still all weekend. Just you know, asking God to speak through me. And I picked up the Bible to Proverbs 15, chapter 16. And what it reads is, the preparations of the heart and mind and the answer of the tongue is from the Lord. All the ways of a man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth the spirit. And I'm going to leave it there because owning my own truth comes from valuing the spirit within, not what one has done in their past or what was done to them, but it is about the spirit within that allows us to persevere and continue to live in this cool world. So introducing myself as Tina Robinson, founder, executive director of Owning My Own Truth Cognitive Behavior Support in Oakland, California, by way of Georgia, Atlanta, Georgia, Lithonia,
okay.
Georgia, with my co-founders, my twin sister, Genia Robinson. I am a twin of six
okay.
siblings. My twin sisters, she's been my rock from day one. If I just could just go into it firsthand, I am a product of molestation. I am a child of the late, great Reverend T.C. and Mother Katie Mae Robinson from Lake Providence, Louisiana. So we kind of were reared with the upbringing. What goes on in the house stays in the house. The molestation didn't happen in the house. It happened in the neighborhood. And here, thank God, I'll be looking forward to being 50 years old, December 31st, my twin and myself. I thank God for being alive today. To be a vessel, a messenger from what by my doctors was told to me would have took out most people, most men and women wouldn't have survived the things that came against my life. But God said, no, you have work to do. And I'm like, how could I do that, Father? And he said, you have to own your own truth. And even conversations with my twin, it's like the only way You can get help, Tina, is by owning the truth of the things that you went through. So I had a really, really wonderful upbringing. I had an amazing childhood where we could go outside and play. And a funny story is when we would play outside, the kids would hear my mom praying. And we didn't understand it back then, but you could just hear in the middle of the streets calling on the Lord. And they would say, well, if I could go to first base, if I hear your mom say Jesus one time, I'm going to second base. If she say it again, I'm going to home, getting a home run. Okay. And, you know, they still tease us to this very day. But my point of sharing that is I've been covered, and as that saying goes, somebody prayed for me. And despite everything that came on against me, it was the praying phase that my mother said, baby, if you can't say anything, say, Lord, have mercy. And just that phrase right there lit a path in all of my darkness. So going forward, by never telling what happened to me out of fear, what would happen to my predator, unbeknownst to me and my twin, we built a tolerance up of abuse and protecting people that hurt us. We didn't know. We just didn't want any troubles. You know, we didn't want any calamity to happen. And we just, you know, for a very long time, we went through a lot of heartaches because we looked beyond one's fault and saw the good in them, but it almost cost me my life. So even, you know, going forward through my life, I became a young mother. I'm a mother of four amazing children, one grandchild. My oldest is an entrepreneur. I have my son just graduated 2 years from Weber State. My two baby girls, they'll be graduating in 2021, one from UC Santa Barbara and the other from UC Merced. So you can't tell me God ain't in the mix right now. Yes, he is. So in my career, I'm a licensed master stylist since 1990. A community peer advocate since 2013, started with my son's high school. And in light of, you know, being an advocate and a somewhat therapist, as they say, hairstylists are your therapists, I did not know that I had been ordained prophetic spirit or calling. My first experience was 16 years old, and I spoke life into a situation, and they spoke so harshly to me that it devastated me because I didn't know I was so on point about whatever they were going through. I was just really speaking from the spirit of truth. So with that being said, you know, during my running in my life, running from my calling, I went through a lot. I went through a lot. I seen a lot of death's doors, but God kept me every time to come back and let people know that it was his mercy that kept me to tell of his mercy, to tell of his goodness, and to tell that even in the midst of the storm, if you keep holding on and keep calling on the Lord, no matter how hard you fall, if you trust and believe, he will pick you up. Because it's days, times, and hours. I didn't know how I was going to get from A to B, but he took me all the way to Z because he knew that I needed him, and he knew that I believed and I trusted in him. So today, as founder of Owning My Own Truth Cognitive Behavior Support, this is my lifetime assignment. This is my lifetime assignment that because of Bishop Gray told me, the reason why I have such profound connection with people or the capacity to love people like I do is because I was caught in between life and death. I should have been dead, but my spirit was strong enough for me to still be here because God had work for me to do. So I for the life of me, I didn't understand how I could carry the compassion for people in such a magnitude that I would break down, I would cry, but it wasn't like a sad cry. I was able to release their pain. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
And that was very frightening. It's like, how could I be that connected within, again, that's the anointings that I have over my life that I didn't want to take ownership of that because I didn't want to deal with the politics behind having a title. I just want to do the work. I just want to be a service to people because I know what it's like to be in that addiction or being or becoming addicted to a habit of feeling numb to the situations of any form of abuse, you know. So
yeah,
in my fight for my life, I sought out a recovery in Georgia through Safe Haven Counseling, Spirit and Truth Overcomers, and inpatient treatment with Grand Recovery. And in going to these facilities, I was the oldest. The youngest person in there was like 22 years old. So at that time, I think I was like in my 40s. I'm sharing this story because out of all, it was 16 of us. I made the 16th one. Out of the 15 young people in there, none of them had a childhood. They started their addictions from early as 5 years old because they was thirsty and they reached for what was close to them. So by the time they was 12 and 13 years old, they were full addicts unbeknownst to them. They were just going by what they saw and what was in their household. I didn't see that in my household. You know, I was a preacher's kid that got caught up in you know how that saying goes, but, you know, giving all glory to God, I'm still here. I'm still standing. Is there, I could keep going on and on, but is there anything that you want to specifically ask me?
Let me just get, catch your breath right here, and then we'll give the call-in number so our callers can call in. We have several people on the line, and from what I looked at, it's several people from out of the Georgia area code and got several out of the California area code.
All right.
I can tell by area code. So that's awesome. That's awesome. That's awesome. But the call in number is 347-857-4192. And if you want to offer your comments, if you have a question or your expertise, you can by pressing 1. I will identify the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number. Then actually just offer your location. You don't have to offer your name unless you choose to. And just offer just exactly your thoughts in regards to what Tina's talking about. I can tell you, Tina, I was so impressed. As a matter of fact, we do have a question. See, I tell you, they was waiting. And this was, I noticed the air code is out of Georgia. So I won't say exactly well, but it looked like around the Atlanta area. And I'm going to just leave it like that. But the individual with the last 4 digits of 4587. If you just give us your location, and then you can offer your expertise, your comments, or any question you have.
Hello. I am originally from Oakland, California, but I reside in Atlanta, Georgia. And Ms. Robinson is actually my aunt, so this is such a pleasure to be able to... This is such a pleasure to just see how much you've grown. I don't have a question, but I just wanted to tell you that I'm proud of you. And you know the night that I was going through a lot of things and we literally sat and cried and laughed. And I just want to let you know that I thank you for breathing life into me when I didn't feel like, you know, I could go on sometimes. I just thank you for being available and just never judging me. And I just pray that God continues to bless you and anything that you touch. I already know that he is, but I just have that prayer for you. And I love you. And I am so proud of you. And in your words, don't let anybody hold you prisoner for things that you've been through in the past, because that's not who you are. And I love you so, so much.
Thank you. Thank you, baby.
You're welcome.
Hey, thank you so much, Carla, niece. Thank you so much, Tina, niece, for calling. That's what it's all about. Family members do call in. Support your family members, because that's what it's all about. It's the love that you have. Because, see, you know the journey they are traveling. You never forget your journey. We have to keep that in mind. We have to always remember that we're traveling this journey. And, you know, we're not the author of the story. and we're not the author of what's going on in our life. What we have to do is give our, you know, just give a shout of praise to our Lord and Savior, because he's the one,
yes,
the author.
Lord.
And Tina, as well as Denise, can admit that God is so good. And, you know, he knows what goes on with us. And that's what Tina's sharing. She realized, she is awesome in the title, and I want to kind of take this opportunity. And what I'm going to do, Nisa, I'm going to put you on mute for a second so I can make sure I don't get feedback here. Then anybody else want to call and you have the same opportunity. But I want to do this because I want Tina to kind of share that opportunity in regards to what a question I'm about to ask you.
Okay.
All right, Tina, as you just said, owning my own truth. Can you just share, and I wanted to be a little personal because that's why I'm asking. Because when I look at it, it said, owning my own truth, and I know the things you dealt with. What actually, you know, if you say, I'm going to, what can that truly define, owning my own truth? If you can explain to the experts. Yes, go ahead.
My truth of the whole wraparound of the whole umbrella of owning my own truth, being from the inner city, I'm breaking the silence, the generational curse of silence for many of us who's been systematically placed to self-sabotage, meaning that everything in our communities was strategically placed for us to self-sabotage. It's like before you get to the church door, it's a drug, an alcohol store. Before you get past the drugstore, it's somebody out there selling drugs. Not that that's everybody's vice to do. You know, some is food, some is sex, some is shopping. However, owning my own truth, cognitive behavior support, we're just taking, you know, the umbrella off of everything that's been minimized or overlooked because, you know, we're from the inner city. We don't have the resources that we need to get adequate mental and physical help. A lot of us, I literally in the community that I go back to for 5 years, I've been literally recycling cans, doing hair, doing whatever I can to make sure I can fund this organization literally by faith. Literally by faith, I have not went without anything. However, resources do help me with the materials to provide to the community in need. But however, when I go back to that very community and walk through the streets, I still see some of the same people that I walked past going to elementary school. So I look at my truth of what my struggles were, that I was still that wounded little girl. That voice was silenced because I cared for my predator with a child's innocence. But in the back, in the early 70s, sexuality wasn't as explicit as it is. So in our spirit, we knew something was wrong to the point that we knew if we told, it was something bad going to happen. But now, to this day, I understand that although I had a woman's body, that little girl was still trapped inside of me. So therefore, I fell in the trap of domestic violent relationships only because I was trying to love broken men past their own pain, and to where I could say at some point I took a God complex. Like I thought my love was so sufficient that it could help them get through that pain, but it only drained me and literally almost cost my sanity. It did. Sometimes it did. It was feeling like I was losing my mind because I was carrying their battles and their struggles to the point that it was just unrealistic to where if they couldn't verbally break me, they physically tried to break me. So, again, if you look at me and if you were to look at my medical records, you will probably be shouting wow right now because man said one thing, but God said something else because I don't look like what I've been through. And I'll tell you this, 2019, I was almost murdered, hit in the head with a hammer 3 times. But I still kept going. And I'm bringing that up because just recently, with the lack of proper medical care, for 11 years, I went to a doctor, and they told me that it was a black woman thing, that it was a growth.
Wow.
But this one last doctor, I said, please, could you please just do something else, because this is uncomfortable. What happened was the blow from the hammer hit to my head. It ejected my tear gland that grew on top of my eyeballs for 11 years. So just this past February, God found it or made it possible that I found a doctor that took the time to reconstruct my tear glands. And,
okay.
You know, that right there, that was in light of the pandemic. I had to heal all over again. That introduced the pain of the surgery, reintroduced the trauma that I thought I had dealt with.
That's what, you know, that's why we, you know, as she said, only my own truth. And you can't say nothing, but that's what she's doing. And she's going to continue.
Mm-hmm.
But, Tim, I also have several people on the line want to speak and talk. So let me give them an opportunity, because it is a call-in show as well. So we have the caller with the last four digits of 7677. You're now live with your location, as well as offer your expertise, your name, if you want to.
Okay, my name is Michelle Robinson, and I also have my brother, Thomas Robinson, and we're from Oakland, California, and he's from the state of Washington. I have asked for, like, a clear definition of what is it, does it mean owning your own truth?
You're asking me that question?
Yes.
Yes.
Well, owning my own truth, it could take so many definitions, but I want to say to you, I dedicate owning my own truth to being the voice of my niece that we lost to domestic violence. She never had an opportunity to have a platform to say, well, hey, I'm in love with this person, but he's hurting me, or, you know, whatever her situations may have been.
Uh-huh.
And before we lost her, she told me, Auntie, I knew you could get me to talk. You are my voice. So I dedicate my voice to her life and to her legacy.
Yeah.
So owning my own truth is what it is for you personally. It's not about Tina.
Oh.
I am owning my own truth, and despite anything that may come up against me. Right.
Awesome, Tina. I tell you now, and I'm going to flip back to that call. We had some background in that. I wanted to make sure you could finish what you're saying. As well, caller, you have anything else you want to ask or share?
Go ahead, Chad. Your brother is...
Hello, congratulations.
Yeah, don't give it away. I knew it was family. Go ahead, old good brother. Brother, if you got something to say, say something. That's what family, supporting family right here, because we family too over here. All right, go ahead, old brother.
Amen. You know, I just, I agree with what you're saying, because when I learned to own my own truth, I began to really understand what was going on with me. I know that, you know, for a long time I lied to myself, or I tried to make myself believe things that really others could see it wasn't right, or it was the wrong direction. But in owning my own truth, I get to look at these things now, and I get to apply some of the rules and the principles of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, so that I can change my life. So only my own truth for me allowed for me to be honest with my own self.
Yeah.
Okay. And because I'm able to be honest with my own self now, the tool that you've allowed for me to grab a hold of through owning my own truth is I get a chance to look at myself for who I am. A man that has suffered some heartache and some pain. A man that, you know, have suffered through, you know, all kind of things that, you know, if I had it to do over again, I wouldn't do them the same way. But thank you for your platform. Before you made it known and proclaimed it from the highest mountaintop, I didn't know that I needed to own my own truth.
Come on, Jesus.
Come on, man.
So I just
want to
thank you, and I want to encourage you to continue on, because I believe that if you've been called for a purpose and you walk out your faith and you operate in your anointing, nothing can stop you. Okay? Greater is He that's in you than He that's in the world.
Amen.
And I know this, you know this.
Amen. Yeah.
And thank you.
Yeah.
I didn't mean to preach, but thank you. Amen.
That's all right.
Let the church say
amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. You can get amen from me. And I do appreciate you, brother and sister. Peter, brother and sister.
Can I say
okay?
one thing? I just want men to understand, because there's a lot of domestic violence cases going on with the COVID. And a lot of times women don't understand that men are hurting from childhood issues.
Yes.
And so that we need to, order to help them heal is to get them to programs to help them. That's all I want to say. God be with you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Dr. Eldridge Rachel Robinson.
All right.
Hey, Tina, I really appreciate your family. And it's all right, because we have other callers on here pushing the button, and I'm going to make sure I get them up right now so they can offer their comments, their expertise.
I want to just say thank you, Mr. Smith, because my family, we haven't been connecting like this since my mother died. Well, since actually 2013, so this platform is really huge for us to connect and my family support. And I thank you and your family for this blessing right here. Thank you so much.
You are welcome. Now, we have a caller on the line. The last four digits is 6091. You are now live. You can offer your location, your name if you choose to, then offer your comments or questions.
Hello, thank you.
Hello.
This is Genia calling from Lithonia, Georgia. Genia Robinson, being a co-founder of Own My Own Truth. And I'm just grateful for this opportunity to and this platform that you've extended to my sister. So thank you for that. And Tina, I just want to tell you that what's already been said tonight is that I'm extremely proud of you. And I pray God keep you strong and healthy so you can keep going forth and giving of yourself and reaching back out to the community. It's so commendable. And I just want to share what Owning My Truth means to me. One thing is, you know, acknowledging your own challenges and understanding that owning your own truth doesn't necessarily have to be for the world. But if you can make peace with things with yourself that you want to work on and improve on, you don't have to shout it to the mountaintops, but you can live by example. And for those that are close to you, then they'll see the move of God inside of you. Because talking to some of my friends, when I share them about our efforts and on my own truth, you know, they clam up a little bit and they make comments like, well, I don't want to share my truth with everybody. You know, I don't want people in my business. And I said, but that's perfectly okay. But when you decide to own your own truth, it's a personal matter. And once you make that peace, if you decide to share it, just know that somebody's going to benefit from your testimony. And I just celebrate Tina again for using her testimony to be transparent to people. Some people have told her, oh, you talk too much, you reveal too much. And I had to encourage her and remind her that your message might not be for everybody, but for those who need to hear what it is that you're sharing, those are going to be the people that you feed. And I love you, and I will continue to support you. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's all.
Thank you.
So I'm assuming that's Gina with Tina. Thank you so much. Thank you, twin. Thank you so much for joining us, as well as being encouraging. And family have to encourage each other. And if you don't own your own truth, owning your own truth, if you don't understand it, Tina can't tell you exactly how to do that. It has to be a personal, and Gina just said that. Now, let's get with our next caller. We have our next caller. Matter of fact, I know who this is because she's a host of one of our shows on Thursday night through the Smith Way Production, which is Minister Shannon's show, and she's going to come and share some thoughts. I know she's up in Illinois right now. So I'm so glad to have her able to give a call, and the host is of the Minister Shannon Show. You're live now, Minister Shannon. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How's everybody doing? Bless your heart.
Wonderful.
Bless your heart, Tina. Minister Tina, I wanted to just say I appreciate you for releasing your truth. I, too, was raised in the culture of what happens in the house stays in the house by my grandparents. But I thank God for an outspoken mother that taught me to tell it. You're my daughter. If anybody touch you down to your daddy, your granddad, you tell it. So therefore, I broke that cycle bringing up my children. So I appreciate you. But I'm so glad that God allowed His mercy to keep you and not let that molestation that you went through break you, because sometimes people can get so depressed about what happened in the past in their present that their future never comes into fruition. So we thank God for you. We thank God for your message of owning your truth. I heard a caller call in and said, can you define what is owning my truth? And I agree with you totally. It is a personal stand. It is a personal truth, just like a personal relationship with God. No one can take it. No one can ridicule you. No one can embarrass you when you command the authority that the Lord has placed in you and say, yes, I did it, but it did not destroy me. I still can stand. So I thank you. I bless you. We bless Doc for being a vessel. We bless him for even letting the vision come into fruition. Without the visionary person, the vision could not be. So, Doc, I thank you, and you know I love you. And we're praying for that family of the brother of the Sigma fraternity. To everyone, I am in Illinois. I thank God for the travel. Doc talked to me up here. So we thank God, and we thank God for you, Tina. You all have a blessed night.
Thank you. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you.
For sure, Minister Shannon, thank you so much. You know, we miss you when you was here, and now you're there. But God called you to do work, and we have to be willing to do that work. And we just have to keep that in mind. But we want you to continue to call in, share your comments and your words of encouragement. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on and make sure you share your thoughts, exactly what's going on with you or just your expertise. Or you just want to ask, just want to have a conversation with Tina because she's willing to talk with you. And not only just about founding of her program and founding of what she's her ministry she's doing, she'll have a time, no business talk, no problem talking with you. But we're gonna make sure at the end we get all that information out so you can make sure you make contact with her. Because see, if you have a story and God brought you to that story, He wants you to tell that story, and that's one thing we have to keep in mind. And you know, it was said that sometimes we can't stand up and tell a story, but we have to eventually be able to share the story. It's a difference between telling a story and sharing a story. Because through sharing that story, you'll be able to move into a whole different realm of life. And that's what it's all about. And that's what Tina's saying. You know, she had an opportunity. And when she said, only my own truth, I'm able to tell the story. Because I already lived it. I want to tell it. It can help somebody else. And that's what we're going to move to next, Tina, in regards to a lot of our children are dealing with, as was mentioned, Minister Shannon, as well as your family member, your sister, your brother, your cousin, your uncle, everybody, and niece. I'm just appreciate all y'all coming. A lot of children deal with, is subject to what they call generation abuse. How do we break this cycle? what would you suggest that we do about breaking the cycle of generational abuse? And I'm not going to say a particular form of abuse, but any kind of abuse. It could be just some people emotionally abuse people, financial or spiritual, in so many ways. So what would you suggest from your own personal experience and with children, how we can work with our young people? Yes.
Well, I have this saying with my children, if I could give my life for you to not suffer the things that I've been through, I would, but God just gave me the voice and the experience to share with you. So for one, we need more organizations that are willing to deal and have a humble spirit when they're speaking truth to power, because so many of our young people, so many of the people over the past, 20-something years that I've been a hairstylist, that I've been an advocate, a lot of the abuse stems from something that happened in their childhood. And if we could get people, like when we deal with subject matter in Owning My Own Truth healing circles, this one particular subject was called, this one specific topic was called Embracing Self-Love. And my breakthrough for that was one night I was in so much pain and heartache, and I chose to turn to my left and fold over, but the Holy Spirit said, get up right and hold yourself in the midst of that pain. If you can't hold yourself in the midst of that pain, how could you expect anybody else to know how to handle you during that? So in reference to our younger people, if we share enough information that would keep their attention on understanding that they have to be truthful with themselves to be accountable for being depressed or feeling or having low self-esteem, we encourage the conversations to evoke emotions or cause emotional triggers. Only so in those areas where we see you're affected, like in that subject, embracing self-love, I got cussed out. You know, like, how do you expect me to know what self-love is when my father had me prostituted, when my baby mama wanted to murder my child? And I was like, in that moment, I stood in the gap. It was like they was throwing stones at me, but I just said, you know what? You owned your own truth. I didn't know those different things. So if we can evoke an emotional conversation, not that it has to be emotional to have someone crying or get upset, but if there's an area in conversation about a truthful conversation, if it's an area where someone is emotionally affected, that's where we work with right there. And it's starting with our children, with the absentee fathers, with the absentee mothers. You see the little girls, the young girls, young mothers, how they little girls twerking, little boys pumping on their mama on TikTok videos. And it's like something, we have to conversate about this. You know, instead of sitting up here laughing like this is a part of entertainment, this is a part of abuse.
Yes, ma'am. You're right.
This is just my truth. This is just my truth. But if we could get our young people to really have enough confidence within themselves to know when they're in a situation that's not comfortable, that it is not okay for you to be quiet. You know, and my thing for my silence as a child, I was more afraid of what would happen to the abuser. That's how young and innocent I was. I knew something was wrong, but I knew if I would have told. But on the flip side, by not telling, I had an unknown tolerance of abuse and going that extra mile trying to help people. But it's like, I know I can't love nobody past their own pain because I am not a God. I can go to God and pray and give him to you, but it took me almost losing my life and my mind to know that I have to surrender over to a greater source of strength, who I call my Father God.
Awesome. I tell you, Tina, you know, it's just hearing that, I just feel a something that's coming over me, and I say that because I get a lot of calls, and I talk to a lot of people A lot of time I talk about things as a, they are adults now, but they're still living their childhood experience. And the childhood experience, because they was made to put in fear, that they can't really fully be an adult. You know, everybody don't physically have things done to them that leave scars. Scars may come in your heart. You know, I was talking about relationship and love and talking about what true love is. Love is from your heart and your soul. You know, but you can't see the scar. You may not can understand the scar, but the scar is still there. But being able to own what has happened to me and telling the story, especially as a child, being able to share it, it allows you to eventually step out of being an adult body with a still with that scar that's been keeping you down as a child to be a adult now. And too many times we haven't been able to tell our story. So, you know, what she owning my truth is just being able to be comfortable enough to tell my story. I may not tell it as a child, but when I get to adult, I ought to be able to be comfortable enough in some phases. Now, I'm not saying everybody. When I am comfortable enough, because I have a situation, I know a young lady sit down and talk to me, and she's of age, I mean, really of age, up in her 30s, possibly closer to her 40s. And this is what happened to her when she was 11 or 12 years old, molestation. And now she still ain't able to tell her parents. Right now, today, at that age, she's living with that scar. Times in her 20s and her teens, very angry. And people, a mom and dad couldn't understand why she was so angry. She had been scarred. And the scar just don't be removed just because you become an adult and out of that situation. Because it becomes a traumatic experience. And that experience is a time stamp in your mind. But besides that, it can speak into your soul, because this temple, which is the body, when you put something in, it stays in. And it always has to be drugs. It can be things you experience. So we have to keep it in mind. And see, that's why it's so good to have Tina on the show tonight. She's talking about owning her own truth, but you need to own your own truth. It may be hard, but you put your trust in the Lord and pray and say, God, just give me the wisdom and love and the ability to understand what I'm going through and been through. I have an opportunity. So she said that days when she just didn't know where she was going, but she just believed that if I trust in the Lord, I'm going to move in a direction that's going to be able where I can be right now on this radio, on this blog talk radio show, on Facebook, on Twitter, to be able to tell my story where I can own my truth. Taking ownership. Yeah. We've been told that and with children, we have to be able to circle our children. You know what the saying about it, take a whole village to raise one child. That's what we have to do with our children. That's how we break the cycle. They got to have confidence believing that they can trust you enough that you're going to support them. And if they're, you know, the people who attack them, the people who victimize them, they know you can protect them. At Tina shared, I can't tell because this person, my perpetrator, have me in fear.
If I may say something. Even with owning your individual truth, it is a part of the process of, first off, being able to forgive yourself for what happened. Because you can talk about it on the surface, but if you haven't forgiven yourself with even owning your truth about something, if you haven't forgiven yourself, there are those spirits that's waiting to come attack you about what was done to you, how you may have became your own worst abuser from trying to numb the pain from which you've experienced. So I also would like to put it out on their table that being forgiving yourself first and being accountable of your own actions is part of the tools that you put on your tool belt in becoming, you know, self-sufficient enough to be confident about, yes, I went through these different things. Yes, I was too sick to take care of myself or my own children, but it was a greater spirit within me that said, Tina, you got to get up out of here. You need help. You need to go and talk about specifically the specific things that happened. And, you know, 40 years old, looking at 7 years old. So you have to go back to that little girl and say, little twin, it's okay. It wasn't your fault. It's time to be a woman. And even any adult of age, if you see them acting irresponsible and childish, you got to look a little deeper. If you're a 50, 60, 70-year-old man and you still acting childish, what happened to you as a child?
You know,
I don't need to know the specifics, but ask yourself. And you got to be truthful about it because age is just a number. If you're not mature enough to recognize and be accountable of your own actions, you're going to forever be in a situation where you're deflecting your inner, your feelings on other people, which in some way is causing some form of abuse, be it mental, physical, financial, sexual, spiritual, you name it.
Yes, my. And Tina's just sharing some things with you in the call-in number so you can be a part of this show, meaning being able to chat and be live. It's 347-857-4192. Press 1, and we'll make sure we get you on the line, and you can ask your question or even share your expertise as well, because we want you to be a part of it. And that's what it's all about, using this vessel to get the word out. And Tina's doing an awesome job. I'm going to tell you that, because I don't want to get so caught up, and I don't tell you. So I'm just so excited you're just sharing some things with me, because when you're talking about someone that still may be of age, and still acting like still a child, and this means something stopped down the line. Now, the body didn't stop growing.
Right.
But the things who toward being an adult is not happening because there's a scar that stopped things from happening. And that's something we have to keep an eye out, even with our children, even with our grandchildren. Be very, just watch and listen to them. Listen to what they have to say, because children expect they can go to an adult. And when they go to an adult, they can feel safe enough to be able to talk with you. And that's the way we can break this cycle of generational abuse. We have to make ourselves more or less, when they look, oh, he's a keeper, he won't say that, he's the one, she's the one I can go to, and I know I'm going to be able to be comfortable enough. And that's what we're really trying to relate and get out to you in regards to children. Now, Tina, one other thing we want to touch on is too, actually, because I want to hear some of the things you're doing and your organization is doing in the future and how we can play a part with it as well. But your role in this organization, Owning My Truth Behavior Health Empowerment Healing Circle. Before you say something, she already shared some things on there. Just if you was listening, she talked about health and empowering yourself. She talked about empowerment. She talked about healing. Just remember now. And it's all about that circle. It's a circle of life, but I'm going to leave it right there, and you can explain, and I was just trying to pull out what it meant by listening to you from what looking at that title.
So with Owning My Own Truth, cognitive behavior support is, you know, being conscious of who you're dealing with and how you're dealing with them, having a positive spiritual foundation and spiritual relationship for your individual self, because sometimes just because people have titles don't necessarily mean that they're the best to give you instructions. Because because individuals have titles, I've personally been in situations that they try to minimize what God gifted me, but God allowed them to see him work through me to where they had to humble themselves according to God's will over their life. It had nothing to do with me, but because these people sometimes they get big-headed because they have these labels over them. They have all these alphabets behind their name, not to minimize the hard work that they did to get their education, but everything that I have went through, spirit of truth. I couldn't learn this out no dictionary, out no 300-page textbook or anything. This is the dark paths I walked in the bushes alone. And I can hear the Holy Spirit echoing, protect my child. You know? Mm-hmm. Ooh, I can't tell it all in one day, but I'm here to tell you right now, it was God kept me despite my own understanding. Even the times that is more vital to me is the days when I feel unworthy and the Lord says, see, but I know you are, and just bless me. And I just... all I can do is just fall on my knees or jump around till my feet hurt. I'm just going into praise and worship. They laugh at me at church, but I tell you, when I go for something and I'm leaving with something. I go to get something and I leave with something. You know, I would just give honor to God for my pastor, Superintendent KJ Williams, and First Lady Jacqueline Williams of New Beginners Church in East Oakland, California. I just thank God for my church family and just all my family that support me. You know, we as individuals, we don't always understand everyone's individual process. But if you can be humble enough to respect an individual's truth, then we can keep healing. Like, when you get to that leadership stance and because you have a title and you know X, Y, and Z, that's what keeps people trapped. Yeah. You know, they go to these different leaders for advisement and they quote scripture the way they want it to be perceived from their perspective. And if you don't know the Bible for yourself, I can't even get it all the way out.
Know the Bible for yourself. There you go. You get it out, and people understand where you're coming from, and that's what it's all about. See, having that opportunity to share this with your team is doing that job that, you know, that God blessed her to be able to do and share tonight on this show. And I do appreciate every minute having her on this show, and we're going to invite her back again since, you know, we can't tell the story all in one night. We're going to give you an opportunity to tell it tonight or three if it takes.
Okay.
So that's what it's all about. See, being blessed and allowing God allowing you to open your heart up to hear someone bless you even more. And that's what it's all about. Sometimes it's through song, through his dance, through his prayer, it's through the word. We have to always keep that in mind. Tina, one last thing we want to touch on before we close the show out tonight. Any upcoming events or projects that you have planned that's coming up in a little bit, recently coming, something coming up. Yes, go ahead on. Mm-hmm.
So, August 29th, we just celebrated 5 years of community service, which had a pivot to pass out PPE, masks, hot meals, pre-boxed meals, personal care bags with Only My Own Tooth empowerment exercise materials. We also do weekly Zoom calls Wednesdays at 4, and we have some great facilitators from spiritual advisors to holistic healing, black skin care. You name it, we have somebody there that can help speak life into your situation. I'm just the facilitator and the vessel for the subject matter to talk about. And, you know, we've been doing that since April, since COVID hit. And our upcoming event will be in October, which we're going to honor the lives of those who lost their lives to any form of violence, but particularly domestic violence month is October. So we're going to really do a nice celebration in our community. And also the main focus point is I can't I don't have the money to give all that I would like to, but when God provides me with the resources, I make personalized care bags for the homeless people, for the survivors of domestic violence, for community violence, and we share open mic in the community so their voices can be heard. And on that anniversary, August 29th, it was like the we were on one side of the street, and you know, the addicts and whatnot were on the other side. But my fiance Elton Allen, he invited them over to come speak and have prayer with us. And do you know, they didn't want to leave. They stayed on that side, and it wasn't just because of the gift or whatnot. I'll say this much: one of the ones who really looked like he was going through it, as I was getting in the car, you know, when I'm out there facilitating, I'm like on, I'm in the zone, like I'm just totally like a machine, just doing what I'm doing. But he said to me as I got in the car, he said, "You know what? You made us feel like human beings." And that right there just broke me, because that's what it's about, to go to the people that's in the church. I mean, that's not in the church, to go to the people to let them know that, it, you know, it's love in the church, but I'm willing to come to you to share the good news and even invite you to come. You know, but I'm willing enough to come right there in the trenches and sit down on the curb and talk with you just to let you know that you deserve love and you deserve to be kindness, and understanding that, yes, you have an addiction or you have an excessive habit, but I understand it comes from a greater source of pain that may not anyone understand.
Yes, yes. Come on. I'm telling you. People just don't understand that. And what you, Tina, and the organization, Only My Truth is doing, Only My Own Truth is doing, is open its arms for all mankind, not just certain ones that may have all the alphabets behind their name. It's opening up for people who need it to be opened up for, the masses. And a lot of time we forget about the masses. Sometimes we can talk good game, but when you go out and you get out there in the streets, get out there with them, and get in their surroundings. They go, you know, it's the people, and we always, and I worked in education a lot of years, and there's one thing about they said about children, but with anybody, they care when they know you care. See, when you when they know you care, they have a tendency to give, and they will come and tell you thank you, because you're the only one care enough to come out here. All the politicians, all the people got the money, all the big Sadies and Rolls Royce ride by us, and they ain't got time. But you have time, and you keep doing what you're doing, Tina. And now we're here to support you in any way we can, and we're going to make sure that we continue to connect, because you're invited to come to our next show, which will be in 2 weeks on Monday night. Invited to come back, and I want you to come back, and then maybe a couple other people on as well. So we're going to just have a ball. So I want you to come back. I want you to continue to share your truth, to allow other people to maybe reach down and find out what their truth is. Now, before we leave, I would ask you to just give us the necessary contact information, because I like to post it on my Facebook page, my Twitter, my Instagram, my LinkedIn. I got all of them, you know, so everybody knows how they can contact.
Okay. Should I just email it to you, or would you like for me to share, at least my email and my contact number? Okay, my full name is Tina. Tina Robinson. My email is robinsontina82@gmail.com. My personal number is 510-677-4746. I just got a new website. It's www.owningmyowntruthoneword.org. It's www.owningmyowntruth.org. That's my new website, but you can reach me anytime on my email, robinsontina82@gmail, and we do have two Zoom call numbers. One is on Wednesday nights at 4 and Friday evenings at 4, and if you all want those numbers, please email me, and I'll give you the direct number, because they're, you know, pretty long numbers, and, you know, just It's a private butt open group, and I just want those who are really interested. Because Fridays is, Wednesdays is a pretty much open topic, but Fridays are for survivors and overcomers of anything traumatic.
Awesome, awesome. I tell you, Tina, it's just been a ball of nights. See, God is blessing both of us to be able to be here and just network and share and trying to make a difference. And that's one of the things this talk and network is all about. This Blog Talk Radio is all about trying to make a difference. You're trying to make a difference.
Okay,
well,
and one quick shout out I'd like to do is to the Oakland Frontline Healers for COVID-19 response. Alameda Village Stop Killing Our Kids movement, Step Up Sisters with Alameda County, the Council Family, Change It Now Against Gun Violence, Emotional Intelligence. I am, covering myself with every organization that I possibly can to continue to meet the needs of those in our communities.
You hear that? We have a young lady that's out there, and she's giving herself. The Lord is doing, using her like we all are asked to be used. And we want you to make sure. She's going to get that information to me, and I'm going to make sure I put it on my Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, all the accounts I have. I have one for every one of them. So the thing about it, you will see it, and you can contact her. And you can also check out the things she's talking about in regards to her Zoom and so on, and she'll give you more information on that. Once you make contact with it. Tina, it's been awesome tonight, and I know all the listeners, and what I like to try to do is give shout-out to my listeners as well, ones that can see names on Facebook. Like I say, your family members, some of them are still on the line, your niece is still on the line, your sister's still on the line, and all the other ones that are part of the Robinson family. And we'll say, if you don't mind, the Robinson clan, everybody. thank you so much and supporting Tina as well as Gina. If I'm not saying the twin name right, but I always say Tina.
Gina. Yes.
Yeah. So we're appreciate everything you do. That's why we want to have them on here, owning my own truth and being the founder and president, making sure it happens. And we appreciate you, Tina. It's been awesome tonight. But we will have our information. We look forward to having you back on in 2 weeks.
And okay.
Come back and
God say the same.
And I try to tell everybody when she was giving out time, just remember that's the Pacific Standard Time. We're 2 hours different here. We're in Alabama in the southeast, and it's 3 hours in the coast, which is Atlantic coast, which is Atlanta, Georgia, and all of that part, because you have several callers, well, a sister calling that area, everybody calling from Estonia, Georgia. So, they understand that's a different at the time, but I have to share it. And I do appreciate it again. And I'm going to give some people were on, they dropped off, and we appreciate the ones that's joining us. I want to give them a shout out. I want you to hear the individuals. There's a few that had up to about 30 people on here, but they come on and drop out. And it's being on the live broadcast, so we will make sure that. We have our Queen Ministress Lewis, which was Minister Shannon. She was on here earlier, had several comments. She said, great God Almighty. She said, amen. And she said to you, Sister Minister Tina, God bless you. Keep doing what you are doing. We have Shanita Arrington Mitchell. Thank you for joining us as well. We have Latay Pickett, who has a ministry entitled Inspire to Inspire. We thank you for joining us as well. We have also Edna Richardson. She worked with me as a cohort in what we call career education or career tech education, which some people call old vocational education. And she worked in that area. In another county, we was all career tech directors when I was working. Nicole Davidson, one of my former students, had her many years ago. She's in the military station over in the state of Georgia, serving our country. Said thanks for your service, Nicole Davidson. And I tell you, she was probably in the third or fourth grade when I had her back in when I left this particular school in McKinsey, Alabama. And I was down.
Wow.
My freshman. He's also Minister Roy Kent. and with the sanctuary. He's with the sanctuary, and he's one of the ministers there, assistant pastor, if you want to call. He's joined as a member of 580 Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. We also have Dana Bowser, and she has a self-employed, have a business entitled Zumba with Mamacita. And she's out she's checking us out. I appreciate it. And I always tell everybody, go to Dana Bowser, and you can check her out. She do virtual Zumba training and virtual Zumba just take on you if you want to be individualized. You can do that. That's Dana Bowser, member of Jason 580 Sigma Incorporated. Thank you, Dana, Dana, so much. And there are several others that was on and popped off. We thank each and every one of y'all. We had an awesome show tonight, Tina. I'm so glad you took time to be here with us. And I know the audience was just overwhelmed with just things that going to make them better. Because, first of all, they may not understand owning their own truth, but now they understand it's a personal thing you must deal with first. And once you own it, you should deal with everybody else. Again, Tina, thank you again, and we look forward to having you in 2 weeks, same time, 7:30 Central Standard Time, 5:30 your time. So that's early. But we appreciate it, and again, it was awesome. And, you know, as we close it out, we'll be back on Thursday. We won't have a show on Wednesday. Normally have a show dealing with sports on Wednesday, but we won't have it on this Wednesday because I'll be in a memorial service for that frat brother I mentioned earlier, and it goes up to about 8:30 or 9, so I'm going to make sure I handle that bit, and then the Grayside service on Thursday morning at 11 o'clock. So I'll be back on Thursday at 6 o'clock called The Love Cafe. Tina, we have a show called The Love Cafe. So, you know,
okay.
If you get a chance to check
what time
out,
is that? My time.
Oh, it'll be 4 o'clock your time. It's kind of early. It starts at 6 our time. It's 4 o'clock your time. But you can always go back to the web link that I gave you and check all the shows out.
Okay, and that web link is, what is it?
It's
the web link?
Yes, www.blogtalkradio.com/ The Smith Way Production. And it's actually on your letter. So you can, you know, look on your letter and see, because I put that on there as well as. But that show is at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time, 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 4 o'clock Pacific Coast Time. And we'll be talking about situations dealing with love. We're going to address some of the issues that we're dealing with in society.
I need to be there. I definitely need
check
to
it
be
out.
There.
Yeah, check it out. And we're going to make this thing do what it do. And we're just going to focus on just the acronyms of the Love Cafe, and that's L is for listening, the O is for overcoming, the B is for valuable, and the E is for expectation. That's what the
all
cafe
right.
is all about. The the appetizer we have on there focus on the lust. The attraction, you know, I tell you, you know, is nothing but the entree. And the attachment is nothing but the dessert. So that's what we want to focus on. It soothes your appetite. That's the Love Cafe. Check us out on Thursday at 6 o'clock Central Standard Time, 7 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 4 o'clock Pacific Coast Time. It's been awesome tonight. Our hashtag is One Life Matters. We want to make sure you follow all the safety measures because your life matters. We're dealing with COVID-19. All right, our second hashtag is Keep On Grinding. Because that's what it's all about. See, we've been blessed. If we're able to get around and do things, let's make a difference. Let's take the vision that God gives us and work through and handle what we're supposed to handle. So keep on grinding while you're working on it. And the next hashtag is communication for understanding. That's very important. You know, I can't hear you if you're still talking.
Yeah.
I can hear you when you're listening to me and I'm listening to you. We both can make sure we do that. So, and the last but not least, Tina, I always tell everybody, and your family showed you much love tonight. And I'm so glad that's what it's all about. And you identified there and said, this is a great opportunity that we haven't had. But that's what it's all about. Love
I thank
your
you so
family.
Much. Yes.
You're welcome.
Got to get back to that village. Can I say a little something to leave us off with? We cannot change our yesterdays. We can live our best today and pray for our tomorrows. With that, I love you to life, even absent from flesh. We profoundly love you in our hearts and minds.
Hey, she's signing off. You know, what else can I do? What I always tell you, I love you, and ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome rest of the night, and we'll talk with you on Thursday. Again, best days, your best days has yet to come. All right.
Amen.
You may think that it's over, that your life is done.
Your best is yet to come.
Don't sweat the challenge, your battle's already won. Listen, y'all, see, God writes the end before the story begins. Oh, he told me to tell you the best
is yet to come.
As the author of your faith, he wrote a provision for you to win. You're a winner, you're a winner, you're a winner.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
You ain't seen your best days yet.
I don't care what people talk to, you ain't seen no
best. You ain't seen your best days.
Oh, what a... My brother, my brother, my brother. What you know? Remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister Leandria here. She
she's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Take us out.
Deliver me, 'cause all I seem to do is hurt me.
Say good night to everybody.